The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Arizona. I kind of,
it's not Ohio.
I've been so distracted by listening to Don, I completely blew past the true or false trivia, and Don knew it right away.
I'm so old, I remember the day.
In your military reenactment, did you ever play General Crook?
Oh, no. No, that wouldn't be proper.
His career in the Army did not end, as it indicated in the movie, when he was relieved from his command of Apache Wars. He died 4 years later as Major General in command of the Military Division of the Missouri. And if the last four digits of your phone are 8673, congratulations, you are the random right winner for our true and false this week for any of the Arizona's 35 state parks, including Dead Horse State Park that's in Cottonwood. That's where my bridge for my Eagle Scout project is. That we did in 99?
Yeah. 2000? Yeah, right about then.
Dead Horse, I never knew how it got its name. And it was from the oh, Don knows. Go ahead. No, you tell.
Tell it.
No, I'm not going to take this away from
no,
you.
I want to see if your answer matches up our research.
Well, it's a great story because it's so obvious, but go ahead.
Romy comes home from Boy Scout meeting. He says, my Eagle Project's going to be a horse bridge. I said, can't we do like a birdhouse or something? A horse bridge? So, I mean, it involves glue lambs, and we're going to build it in the warehouse, and we're going to take it apart. And I said, where are we going to put this? At Dead Horse State Park.
Well, I guess the people who some family was looking for a place to put down some roots in the Verde Valley, and the family, the father and the kids, the mom, were looking over various properties, and they stumbled across a equine corpse there on that property, and the kids kept calling it the Dead Horse Ranch. So when they finally decided on which property, they bought the ranch that had the dead horse on it.
How do you do, Romy?
That's exactly what our research shows.
No kidding.
It was the Irie's family, Calvin, and also known as Cap Irie's. And it was named because the kids found a dead horse while they were looking for a place to live.
Well, I'll relinquish my state parks pass to some other listener.
Don, talk a little bit about your firm.
Oh, well, we've been trying to help people out for the last 35 years. Our firm is specializing in historic preservation, of course. That's what we've come to be known for. But we also do planning and new architecture, too. We do residential, commercial, institutional kinds of things, churches, schools. And we like to repurpose buildings. So if people have an existing building that tells a story that they just need to change from one use to another, we do that kind of rehabilitation work and respect the character of the building and bring it back to life for new decades of use.
And the website?
The website is RydenArchitects.com.
RYDEN, RydenArchitects.com. And the phone number?
602-253-5381.
Don Ryden, architect here in the Valley. We go way back together, almost 50 years. I could almost ask you to stay the next 3 hours, because when you're in the room, the conversation can go anywhere, and it's just so enjoyable. Thanks a million for coming in this morning.
It's my pleasure.
Romy, what do you got coming up in the 8 o'clock?
Well, it's the first of the month, so we're talking farm fresh, and right now we're talking tomatoes, one of the commodities that are available. We try and pick something that's currently coming off the farm this in the month that we have that we're covering. So we're talking tomatoes today. Julie Murphy, the spokeswoman for Arizona Farm Bureau, will be joining us along with Mark Killian, director of the Arizona Department of Agriculture. But before we get there, we've got to reschedule Don for an hour talking about military reenactment.
Yes,
and all
yes.
The Arizona. I mean, I'm assuming these are Arizona battles that you're reenacting.
Oh, yeah. It was Indian Wars and Civil War. And just next week, we're going to do a closeout on a restoration project at Fort Verde. So it's perfect timing for your Cottonwood area and stuff. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to get that on the books before we wrap up here.
And we got to go see the new state park. That Rocking Horse State Park is right up in that area, right?
It's not open yet.
Oh, it's not. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Rockin' River Ranch.
It will. They're trying to. There's easements and properties and situations that they're trying to shift through. But that will be fun because it's a neat oasis hidden right off I-17. You're going so fast on your way to Prescott or Flagstaff, you would never even know that this little oasis is just a few miles off to the east.